When the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, was born in Bethlehem of the Virgin Mary, only two groups of people recognized him: the shepherds and the wise men. The shepherds, because they were the people that knew that they did not know anything. The wise men, because they were the people that knew that they did not know everything. You see, the problem with the modern people is that we think that we know it all. We either can explain everything away, or if we cannot explain things, then they must not exist. When I was in college, I knew that God was calling me to be a priest, but I was running away from God, so I went to Long Beach State studying engineer, going to be an engineer. But because I, in the back of my mind, I had this interest, so I took a course in biblical studies. And the professor was amazing. He knew the Bible inside out. He could quote every verse from the Bible and explain them so eloquently. The whole course, I was enthralled by his knowledge of the Christian religion. Remember, I was interested in becoming a priest at the time. So I was like, the whole time of thinking, I would like to be like that man, knowing so much about the Bible, about the Christian religion and all. And so until the end of the course, when it was time for examination, he had the student aide, you know, pass out the exam. And while the exams were being passed out, he made the announcement. He said, "By the way, I am an agnostic." You can imagine my jaw dropped. I couldn't concentrate very well in that exam. I mean, I was so shocked. It took me a while to come to realize that that professor knew a lot about God, that he knew a lot about the Bible, but he did not know God. He knew a lot about Jesus, but he did not know Jesus. But how can we come to know God, my brothers and sisters? God, who is beyond the universe. He is the creator of it all, of all existing things. He is beyond our grasp. He is beyond our imagination. He is beyond our comprehension. How can we ever come to know God unless God reaches down from heaven to us? We can never hope to know God unless God Himself reveals Himself to us. And that is what we are celebrating every year at Christmas time. We are celebrating a God, the one true God, who has come down from heaven and becoming one of us in everything but sin. This is an amazing miracle, and this is why it is such a wonderment. Every time Christmas comes, we don't get tired of it, because it is so beyond our ability to fathom. You know, I've been here to Holy Family Parish for only 5 months, and thank God, I feel so blessed. Everything is so wonderful, except for one problem. When I first came to Holy Family, I discovered that there were many ants in my room. Lots of ants. And as soon as I reported the ants in my room, I was promptly handed a spray can of Raid. Have you ever seen these cans? I mean, they have pictures of dead ants and cockroaches, you know, on their back. And it has the claim, you know, kills on contact. And then it has a label that says lavender scent. I mean, where are the animal rights people? The reason why people don't care about Raid killing ants on contact is because the ants are so insignificant to us. The ants are so insignificant to us that it doesn't matter that we can kill them with a spray. Now imagine someone starts to follow the ants around and start talking to the ants and say, "Oh, ants, I want to be your friend. I want to know you, and I want you to know me." I think we will all try to get that person into the mental institution. Do you know what I mean? Because again, how can we have relationship with ants? It's impossible. The ants are so insignificant to us. What if that person continues on and said, "Oh, ants, I love you so much that I'm going to be like you. I'm going to become one of the ants so that I can share with you your fear of being stepped on by people. I'm going to be an ant like you so that I can share with you the sufferings that you bear as in the life of ants. I will be an ant like you so that I can share with you the terrifying thoughts of the exterminators." How do you think of that person? That person is a lunatic, right? But here is my point, my brothers and sisters. 2,000 years ago, God did this. God, the creator of the universe, did this. He took flesh and became a baby in a manger. Crazy God. We, in comparison to God, is so much more insignificant than the ants in comparison to us. Because even though the ants are insignificant, you know that the ants have their place in the ecosystem. What are we to God? God is love in himself. God is peace and joy and happiness, all holiness, all goodness, perfection in himself. He doesn't need relationship with us. He doesn't need us to love him. He doesn't need friendship with us. He doesn't need anything. He is perfect within himself. And yet, he came down from heaven and became one of us. This is half of the feast we are celebrating today. You see, my brothers and sisters, for generations now, many people have celebrated Christmas only half of it, and not the full of Christmas. What I mean is that God reaching down to us, God becoming a man in Jesus, why? So that he can invite us to himself, so that he can have friendship with us, so that he can have a loving relationship with us. He doesn't need it, but he wants it. And you and I know that friendship, or any kind of human relationship or loving relationship, needs. It's a two-way street. God is not going to force himself on us. God has revealed himself to us in Jesus, but he doesn't force his love on us. He doesn't force his salvation on us. He doesn't force heaven on us. We must say yes. That's the other half of the Christmas story. God has come down from heaven so that we can become his friends, his lovers. But that takes a free response from us. And it seems to me that for 2,000 years now, many people, many Christians, celebrate half of Christmas, looking at the manger, looking at the lights, going to Mass, enjoying the beauty of this magnificent miracle, and then promptly go back to life as usual. And that is the problem. Half of Christmas is celebrated every year. In order to celebrate fully the mystery of Christmas, after being in awe, in wonderment of what God has done, we must respond. We must give God our hearts. The story goes that the Pope was sick. The Cardinal came out to the window, made the announcement to the people that the Pope has a heart problem. In fact, he's going to die unless he has a new heart. And the people down in St. Peter's Square started to scream and yell, "Take my heart, take my heart." And the Cardinal was so touched, and he said to the people, "Wow, I didn't know you loved the Holy Father so much that all of you wanted to give the Holy Father your heart so he can live. But he only needs one heart, so let me go back inside and consult with the Pope and see what we're going to do about this." So the Cardinal went back in. Meanwhile, outside, you know, roars from the people, "Take my heart, take my heart." People were so enthused. And the Cardinal finally came out after moments of consultation with the Pope, and he said, "Well, the Holy Father thanks you for your love for him, that you love him so much that all of you want to give him your heart so he may live. But he only needs one heart, so we decided to drop from this window a feather. The feather lands on whoever. To us, that's the Holy Spirit telling us that you are the one that gets to donate your heart to the Pope." And people, there was a roar, you know, "Take my heart, take my heart." And so the Cardinal dropped the feather out of the window, and the feather floated down this way and that way, and all the heads following the feather this way and that way. And once in a while, there's a roar, "Take my heart, take my heart." And as the feather came down closer, closer to the people, you start hearing people saying, "Take my heart, take my heart." And my brothers and sisters, this is what we do to God. The crazy lover from heaven, huh? The crazy lover from heaven pursues us and invites us to give him our hearts. And you and I, we are Christians here. Through baptism, through our faith, through our practicing of the religion, we have said yes in some form, some way. But many of us are like that crowd in that story. That we say to God, "Take my heart." And then we blow the feather away. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we come together today to celebrate once again this awesome feast of the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, this year, let us celebrate Christmas fully, not just half of Christmas. Let us go further than being in awe of this wondrous mystery of the incarnation and take that step to say to Jesus, "Jesus, come and take my heart."